Chapter 60, Nature, a Key to Divine Mysteries.
As the student thus contemplates the things of nature, a new perception of truth comes to him. The teachings in God's great book of nature bear testimony to the truth of the written word. In the plan of redemption, there are mysteries that the human mind cannot fathom, many things that human wisdom cannot explain. But nature can teach us much concerning the mystery of godliness. Every shrub, every tree bearing fruit, all vegetation has lessons for our study. In the growth of the seed are to be read the mysteries of the kingdom of God. To the heart softened by the grace of God, the sun, the moon, the stars, the trees, the flowers of the field utter words of counsel. The sowing of the seed carries the mind to spiritual seed sowing. The tree declares that a good tree cannot bear evil fruit, neither can an evil tree bear good fruit. Ye shall know them by their fruits, see Matthew 7:16. Even the tares have a lesson. They are of Satan's sowing, and if left unchecked, spoil the wheat by their rank growth. Fathers and mothers, teach your children of the wonder-working power of God. His power is manifest in every plant, in every tree that bears fruit. Take the children into the garden and explain to them how he causes the seed to grow. The farmer plows his land and sows the seed, but he cannot make the seed grow. He must depend upon God to do that which no human power can do. The Lord puts his own spirit into the seed, causing it to spring into life. Under his care, the germ breaks through the case enclosing it and springs up to develop and bear fruit. As the children study the great lesson book of nature, God will impress their minds. As they are told of the work that he does for the seed, they learn the secret of growth in grace. Rightly understood, these lessons lead to the Creator, teaching those simple, holy truths that bring the heart into close touch with God.